Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle is on vacation today, and I believe Curtis tomorrow and Monday. Is that correct?
Yeah, the old wraparound.
Ooh, I mean,
not a bad little thing right there.
So she mailed it in last week by faking the coronavirus,
yep.
And she got to work from home on Thursday, Friday, and
she sneezed.
And yeah, she sneezed twice, and then she was allowed to work at home. And then now she's worked a vacation into the mix here.
It's some great weather days. Perfect timing
for
her.
She's got a great weekend.
I think it's partially because on Monday, Wiggy wants everybody out of the studio during the Cam interview so nobody steps on his toes.
Hey, listen.
You mean Stan? Not Wiggy, Stan?
I'm just doing what you should be doing.
And Joining the gym he belongs to?
Besides that. Curtis, it's a different story.
Weird thing, by the way.
It's so weird.
Why?
You find out that Cam Newton is boxing at a gym.
Right.
And then you go join it so that you can run into him there.
Well, you
were a professional athlete. That's like the Patriots player who wore his jersey to the mall. You remember that? You remember that dude?
Wasn't it Gerard Cherry who did that?
I think it was.
Well, I remember Tully Bantakane lost his ring at the Rhode Island Mall. He left his Super Bowl ring into the bathroom.
If Cam is going to Everybody Fights and he's in great shape, why wouldn't I then look at Cam and go, hey, if it's good for this man, it's got
to
be good for
you. Has it ever dawned on you they might tell people this to get people to join?
I don't know. Don't ask those questions, Curtis. I just signed on the dotted line when I heard Cam could be possibly in the building.
Listen, I will say this. I put up an Instagram story this morning of you in the studio.
Yep.
And a lot of responses on how great you look.
Oh, so I appreciate it. Tell everybody thank you.
Whatever you're doing, it's working.
Jacked.
So.
Thank you very much.
You can follow me on Instagram if you like. Greg Hill, W-E-E-I, is how you would find me on Instagram and give me the follow. Coming up at 8... your chance to beat Wiggy in our game, Pandemic, at 8:30, the final Red Sox front office report of the season with Sam Kennedy. So Sam Kennedy will join us at 8:30 this morning, and then at 9, we will talk football with Fourier. So Christian Fourier joining us at 9 on today's show. We'll see what he thinks about Cam. I mean, I
don't get these. I think all these people are hypocrites, you know. Throw Christian in there, throw Teddy in there, throw all these people in there that will sit there and go, Bill getting Cam for short money was a genius move. Now you're saying, well, Bill, you can probably keep Cam for short money, but now it's, let's wait till the end of the year. That makes no sense, because if he plays well at the end of the year, then all these same people that tell me Bill made a great move are now the same people going, Bill's not going to pay Cam, you know, four years, $120 million. He's not going to give Cam that money. So isn't this guy supposed to be a genius of a coach? So now you're going to let another quarterback walk out the door and you're going to be right back where you started? Does that make sense?
Listen, do I think that he has been a guy who is willing to pay top dollar for veteran players? Generally, no.
Mm-hmm.
The times that he's done it, I think he's felt like he made a mistake, whether it was Albert Haynesworth or who was the
Ocho Cinco?
Who was the dude from
Adelius
Baltimore?
Thomas?
Adelius Thomas, who couldn't show up on time for practice in snowstorms or whatever. But in this case, maybe it's different. Maybe he's a different Bill Belichick.
He paid top dollar for Stephon Gilmore. That worked out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're worried about the wrong thing, Wiggy. Here's what you should be worried about. You found now, you got a steal of Cam Newton in the prime of his career. You've got a top 10 quarterback.
Yes.
You got Belichick, who's 68, who's never, I mean, he's going to get old someday.
Right.
You've got the defensive player of the year, who's 31, Stephon Gilmore. You are in win now mode.
Right.
You better take advantage of this, Greg. Don't you feel, isn't that the bigger sense? Like, look around. You now have found money, and you better go for it.
And
they better be all in at the trade
deadline. When you say win now, I think they're in a win now mode. Plus, they're also in a win in the next couple of years mode. Right? So when you think about this, you can win now. Plus, you can set yourself to win again.
How can they win now with the Chiefs and the Ravens in the same conference?
Because they I think they're a good enough team that they can compete with those teams based on the first 2 weeks of what we've seen, right?
I mean, the Ravens have proven nothing. Who have the Ravens beat?
Right.
Okay, right now, if the Ravens play the Patriots in a playoff game in Baltimore, what's the line?
The Ravens are probably favored the same way the Ravens were favored last year against the Tennessee Titans. How'd that work out for them?
Okay, my presumption is that Lamar Jackson will break through and have a good playoff. He's too good of a player not to. And then let's say they get past the Ravens, who you guys think stink. If they get past the Ravens and they play the Chiefs in Kansas City, what's the line for that game?
Chiefs are probably still favored.
No,
you know,
Chiefs, two touchdowns.
Chiefs just struggled with the Chargers. I mean, that was an overtime game.
That was a game they did struggle.
The Chargers have a much better defense than the Patriots.
They had a rookie quarterback.
Right.
What did I just
who
say?
Their quarterback punctured
his lung.
And this guy, they threw him in. It wasn't like they prepared Justin Herbert to be the starter. It was like, uh-oh.
Well, yeah. They didn't know that the team doctor was going to jam the needle into his lung and puncture the kid's lung.
But what do you guys, Ken and Wiggy, you think the Patriots can beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead this year?
Yes.
Yes.
Based,
you do?
Based on what I'm seeing from Cam Newton now, absolutely.
The Chargers almost beat him.
Right. But you had a chance to beat. Can we all agree that they had a legitimate chance to beat the Seattle Seahawks?
Yes.
And aren't the Seattle Seahawks, in some people's mind, a team that's a Super Bowl contender?
The Patriots were down 12 with 2 minutes to go, and they were spotted a touchdown.
Oh, my God. But now you're breaking down the game. They had a chance.
The audacity.
They had a chance to win that football game. If that's the only thing that should matter. How you get there, don't matter how you get there.
They couldn't stop Russell Wilson, but you think they can stop Patrick Mahomes?
But
if they add a couple pieces.
But
you're talking about as they're currently.
But Seattle couldn't.
Saying go for it.
But Seattle couldn't stop them.
Wiggy, did you? Texter wants to know if you started working here at WEEI so you could become friends with Christian Foyer.
Well.
Or is it just Cam?
No.
Foyer stole his job. He hates Foyer.
Foyer and I are in the same fraternity.
He loves utility Lou.
Foyer and I, we in the tight end fraternity, so we always going to be down like four flat times.
He's a huge fan of Dale's Bruins calls.
You know? So we always going
to
be good.
Wiggy, here's a text that says, Wiggy thinks it's weird to go to a restaurant alone, but it's acceptable to stock the gym where Cam Newton is boxing.
That's different, though. That's different.
That is a great point.
Ken, you run on this, okay? Here it is, 9/24.
I know as a player who was in a role before.
Oh, September 24th.
Not getting okay. Yeah, 9/24. Here, run on this, 9/24/2020. You don't pay Cam the money now. I guarantee you come the end of the year, you ain't going to pay him because the check is going to be too big for you to write.
All right. I am often ridiculed on this program for my choice of candy when it comes to Chuckles. Everybody chuckles at the fact that I really enjoy Chuckles. Chuckles is my all-time favorite candy.
Which I'd never heard of 2 months ago.
I'm finding it harder and harder to find. I think I might have to try using that Amazon thing in order to get it.
You don't
forward.
Use Amazon?
No.
Yeah, you could probably get it there.
I don't.
Was it like a protest thing?
I'm old.
But it doesn't matter. I felt the same way. I was like, what do I need Amazon for? And then I got it and it was like, no.
Really?
Amazon is legit. I felt the same way. It's like, yeah, you know, and then like anything else, you know, go somewhere and just buy online. And now it's like, go to Amazon.
I mean, I feel like with the amount of money that Jen Hill and Julia Hill and Brees Hill spend on it, I got it covered. I don't need to be. But that's the only way I think I can get chuckles.
Yeah, probably.
Is going forward. But anyway, there's an irrational fear in the news today here in Massachusetts for those of you who enjoy black licorice. Where are you on
that's
licorice?
That's disgusting. I like the...
You like red licorice?
Yeah, I stand it. I love Twizzlers.
Okay, you do?
Yeah, I do.
But
love
you don't
Twizzlers.
Like the black licorice?
No, hell no.
Well, a Massachusetts man who was a construction worker has passed away, 54 years old, and he ate, apparently, according to doctors, a bag and a half of black licorice every day for a couple weeks.
Hmm.
That threw his nutrients out of whack and caused his heart to stop.
Wow. Damn. Was he not eating anything else?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that he was eating other things. But would you ever think that eating the same candy every day for 2 weeks would kill you?
A bag and a half?
A bag and a half doesn't sound like that much.
No.
But you can get some pretty big bags, though, for Twizzlers.
Now, we have some audio on this. This is Pam Hill, who is with the Arkansas Poison and Drug Information Center.
It's actually a plant, and so this ingredient, glycyrrhizin, actually has some effects on the kidneys and excretion of electrolytes that could be potentially harmful, fatal. If you take excessive amounts chronically, then that's when you encounter problems with it.
I mean, he's probably eaten a bag and a half for a long time, though. Well, no,
I think it was more than that. Who tells their doctor exactly what they consume?
Yeah, but shouldn't there be a warning or something on black licorice if it could kill you?
I don't think they ever needed one because it's so disgusting.
Right.
There's people who love it.
Ugh,
like,
I don't know how.
There's people who actually like the black chuckles.
But only the black.
It's like a fetish club. They only eat the black chuckles.
So, okay, sounds like a good fetish
group. I don't eat the black or the yellow chuckles. Yeah. I only like the orange, green, or red chuckles.
Don't tell that to Wiggy.
But Ken brings up a good point. Is it just the black licorice, or is it the red Twizzlers as well that could kill you?
No. I think it's just the black. I don't know. That's something we need to get to the bottom
and
of.
And I bet he ate it for more than, you know, what did they say, a couple of weeks? A
couple of weeks.
No, I bet he was eating that a bag weeks. And a half every day for, you
eating,
know, 20 years.
According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
Eating as little as 2 ounces of black licorice a day for 2 weeks could cause a heart rhythm problem.
Jesus.
So,
yeah, what's in it? That's
stay off the black licorice, I guess.
This would be a bag of cash, right? From Hershey's or whoever.
Well, probably. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if there's no warning or anything, I mean, I guess they assume that somebody's not going to eat a bag and a half a day for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
or
but
something,
you can never assume that.
But what if you went to McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day and got large, supersized meals? Then you can't sue McDonald's if you die from a heart attack
after 2 weeks.
Well, this won't be a problem, as we learned during my lead at 6 this morning in Berkeley, California, because Berkeley, California has become the first city in the United States to ban junk food.
So see what they're
sound
doing.
All that dumb, no,
yeah,
doesn't.
It doesn't.
It is so stupid to ban junk food and sell alcohol. It literally is so stupid.
That is a great point.
It's Berkeley, Curtis. I mean, the people who are elected there think that they need to think for you.
The next generation, Curtis, is going to be able to sue Tanqueray for his liver failure.
Hey, you can't listen. No Big Macs here, but if you want a fifth of Hennessy, go ahead, grab you one.
But all they're really doing...
We have no flavored drinks or dip, but we have flavored booze.
All they're really doing in Berkeley is saying that you can't buy it at the checkout counter.
Oh, those things right at the front.
Yeah. I guess because that, you know, they believe that human beings can't look at a snack at the checkout counter and make a decision for themselves about,
well, it
whether,
is convenient,
about whether they want to buy it or not.
But it is pretty convenient.
I can't believe you're on board with this. You were on board with it when I said it at the start of the show this morning.
It is convenient.
You're on board with a city in the United States of America banning junk food? You're on board with that?
I am not on board with the banning pot, but I understand the fact that, you know, we're the most obese, you know, country in the world.
Yes,
and if you got to make it a little bit more difficult to find that candy, right? So you're saying that they're just not—they're not necessarily banning it, but they're not allowing.
They're banning it in the checkout counter, I guess. Yeah. I mean, if you're a store, would you bother stocking it anywhere else?
I guess Curtis brings up a good point. You got a liquor store right next to the grocery store where you can, you know, get plenty of liquor, but you can't grab a Snickers bar.
Right, and people can go buy it on Amazon. We were just talking about that.
That's true.
Yeah,
maybe
it's right there.
Now.
You can't resist that. That's dirty pool, putting it right there by the checkout counter. Who resists that? Nobody.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't believe that you're on board with this.
I see a Scores bar. I'm all over it.
Scores?
Mm-hmm. That's a checkout counter.
What's that?
Scores is like a knockoff of the
Heath bar, right?
Of the Heath bar.
Yeah, it's like chocolate caramel.
It's like the poor man's version of the Heath bar.
Well, they were 25 cents growing up.
It's a complete ripoff, Score bar. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, it was a quarter, though.
I
love chocolate.
Why do they spell Score with a K?
I don't know.
Is it European? Is it Swedish or something like that? By the way, Ken, you've yet to mention in 2 days that Sweden has obtained the herd.
Well, this is untrue. So, you know, you sent
It's not true. It's an epidemiologist. Like, you deny science when it fits your narrative. There is an epidemic. I sent this out the other day, yesterday, yeah. I believe, or maybe it was Wednesday night or Tuesday night. An epidemiologist in Sweden says that they have obtained the herd immunity.
Yeah, but that's some rogue guy. Whoever you found, some rogue guy.
No, I didn't find anybody.
Stockholm is going into lockdown because they have an outbreak there.
They think they may institute their first lockdown.
Well, right.
However, they have the herd.
Why do they have a lockdown if they have herd?
You notice, Curtis, that the lifeguard only mentions stories that fit his narrative? You ever notice that on this program?
I can't do it with him anymore because it's an immediate pivot to something random to hope that you don't finish what you're talking about.
He brought up the San Diego State, whatever they did for the 260,000 people that got affected from Sturgis and the $12 billion. He brought that thing up so quick. I mean, I think we got like 4 or 5 texts.
I bring up the correct information. You put on your Laura Ingraham hat and bring up hydroxychloroquine every day on the show, and you expect me just to say, oh, yeah.
Greg brings up Sweden being with getting herd immunity, and Ken starts talking about Swedish fish killing people.
Listen, I'm proud of myself. We're an hour and 18 minutes into the show, and I haven't mentioned the fact that the loathsome mayor of Sombertown has devastated the restaurant industry in one fell swoop yesterday. We got to get to that.
I couldn't believe this was not your lead at 6.
I thought about it, but I've done a lot when it comes to the restaurants and the bars, and
I haven't noticed.
I don't want to become boorish. So, but I think we do have to address what the mayor said yesterday after Governor Eeyore Killjoy allowed 10 people to sit at a table together. So maybe we'll get to that after Ken Laird tells us what is trending this morning.
Michael Lombardi joins OMF tomorrow at 4. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fletcher Granite. Fletcher Granite is your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to our communities right down to the curbs, outside your homes and businesses. Fletcher Granite rocking it since 1881. Speaking of Michael Lombardi, there's a guy who's on Wiggy's side regarding CAM extension. On his podcast, he says it will get done. So he disagrees with Teddy Bruschi, who said that on OMF yesterday. He doubts it, but here's Lombardi.
Cam's going to end up signing an extension in New England. They can't let Cam go. I mean, where are you going to get somebody like that? Like, seriously. Yeah, I know they fell 1 yard short, but, I mean, they're learning about Cam just like Cam's learning about them. I mean, Cam's a legitimate top 10 quarterback in the National Football League.
There you go.
That's it.
Lombardi's been right about quite a few things.
He's been in that.
Did you guys set your bet for this weekend when it comes to who does better, Brady or Cam Newton?
So I think if I lose...
I still owe you dinner, right?
No, we're going to do something different here. If I lose, I go to your gym that we won't mention for a fifth time today, I box against something.
Oh. How about you just box against a heavy bag? I would love to see... Or maybe...
What if you box...
Put the mitts on.
I got it.
Okay.
If Cam Newton outperforms Tom Brady...
Yep.
...this Sunday, then Curtis... You box Scott from Weymouth, and if Scott from Weymouth beats you in a 3-round match, then the lifetime ban is ended.
Okay.
Curtis, this is holding down the lifetime ban.
I feel confident considering he'll be 6 in the bag by the time we get to the ring.
I'm not gonna make you do that.
You get those giant gloves like they used to do on the MTV fights. Like, yeah. You know, like the gloves were massive.
So what is Wiggy gonna do? You got to make Wiggy do something that he doesn't like to do, like camping or something like that.
How about I'll come hang out with Curtis and Salty. We'll take his dog for a walk.
Yeah, that'll be great. You'll love Pudge.
I'll bring my dog.
No. I want Pudge to live. Thank you.
Could be a big local sports day on Sunday, Greg. You'll have Raiders and Patriots at 1, of course. Yeah. And maybe a Game 6 Celtics Heat Sunday night.
I don't feel that confident about it. I mean, we talked about this a lot during the first hour, but you cannot turn the ball over 19 times if you're the Boston Celtics and expect to beat that team. And I don't know what you think is going to be different come Friday night.
Could be different is Bam Adebayo had an injury late in that game.
Yeah,
he
didn't look right. It looked like something was bothering him. So that could be something that if he has to miss the next game. If they lose this series, right, what's the excuse making that people will have on where do they go from here? Because where are they going from here? Are you comfortable with this team moving forward?
Well, you just say Tatum and Brown are going to be better. They're young guys, and they're still rising, you know, still getting improving.
But is when it comes to big games, when is Tatum going to be ready for big games? He is not. I'm sorry.
He's only got two more years left.
I'm sorry, but he was 0-for in the first half last night, and
he did put up 28 in the
second.
He did.
But I mean, he was so bad in the first half that everybody thought he was hurt.
Yeah, the announcers noticed it right away. I thought that was pretty amazing.
How can you be called a top 10 player in the NBA and you don't show up for a giant game like that last night?
You're right about that.
I don't get it.
And they had a ton of turnovers. It wasn't just Tatum. Kemba Walker talked about their 19 giveaways.
Definitely, you know, some turnovers, offensive rebounds. They definitely had a lot of opportunities, you know, to score the basketball. So, yeah, you know, a lot of different things.
Kemba sounded downright depressed last night. They're 3-1.
Well, I mean, he hadn't done anything. Mm-hmm. You just signed him to a max contract, a 4-year max contract deal. The guys that you have, they're talented players, but does it look like it's working?
No.
But you think, theoretically, this group of talented players would do better if they weren't coached by Brad Stevens?
I do agree with that, and I also think that you have talented players, and maybe you should ship off some of those talented players to get another piece that goes with Jason Tatum. And so now it's just the big two or the dynamic duo, Jason Tatum and Player X, and you can build around that.
Well, we got the Red Sox. They won last night, 9-1. Nice finish for Nathan Eovaldi's season. 6 shutout innings, topped 100 miles an hour 5 times. You got a nice rotation for next year. Excited to talk to Sam Kennedy about this, Greg, coming up at 8:30. Erod, Sale, Eovaldi, Martin Perez, Tanner Houck, Nick Pivetta. There's a good strong 6 if they're all back and healthy. Could be a good 2021.
Okay. I don't know if you can count on Sale, though. I don't even know if Sale's going to be ready to go next
year. If he's healthy, you can count on him.
But is he even going to be healthy and ready?
Sam Kennedy's going to announce another extension for Sale when he joins us.
Yeah, they'll do it again tonight on the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network at Fenway. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Jason, do you have any explanation for why you guys came out so flat in that first half?
No, I don't. I wish I did. Simple answer is just we got to be better. You know, we know what's at stake. We know what's on the line. You know, we got to be better. We got to play a complete game. We want to go hometown. So
wish we would have played like that from the start. You know, I take a lot of blame. You know, I didn't play like myself in the first half. So I got to be better, start the game off on both ends.
Well, at least Jason Tatum is taking some of the blame, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that does for you.
He's holding himself accountable.
Are you worried about the fact that they were out roughhousing by the pool and not displaying basketball passion leading up to that game last night?
Not like that. I don't care about that. It just,
that was kind of dumb, in my opinion, though.
Yeah, it was like, where it was like their way of kind of like laughing at.
That's something you do in between series. That's something you do when it's like, yep, we're on our way to the finals. We're goofing around. We're not stressed about the next series.
It's Enos Kanter. Nobody cares. I mean, what
it was viewed over a million times.
It was, yeah.
Well, that was the big thing was, how was this team going to react to, especially after there was this giant blowout? Right, so there's this giant blowout that everybody's just kind of blowing through the stop sign. It didn't mean anything, and I had said there's a reason why they have this giant blowout, because there's too many chefs in the kitchen. Everybody wants to be the executive chef. No one wants to be on the sous chef or whoever's preparing the food.
Is Tatum Emerald?
Tatum, yeah. Tatum wants to be Emerald. Marcus Smart wants to be Bobby Flay.
Oh, beat him.
And, you know, who Kemba Walker wants to be, your boy from England.
Who's the Italian lady on the Food Network?
Who's the guy from England who's always swearing at people? He has that Kitchen Hell show.
Tony Blair.
There you go. That's it.
But Wiggy, they weren't selfish last night. That wasn't the issue. I mean, they just all sucked.
Yeah, there are a couple bad shot selections by Marcus Smart, coming down, just pulling up threes.
Marcus Smart, the turnovers are a bigger issue. They're a giant issue. Both teams were not shooting well in the first half.
That's correct. True.
Okay?
Except for the kid Tyler Herro.
And that's probably the long layoff, right? I'm assuming that's the long layoff. But how do you not figure out how to shut Tyler Herro down? The guy had 37 points out of nowhere.
But that wasn't smart. I mean, I saw Kemba on him. I saw Tatum.
Brad Stevens.
Yeah. There was a ton of people on
him. That's Brad Stevens.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'll give you that. They should have doubled him, I guess. But they have four good players. You can't double everybody. Dragic has beat you one game. Butler has beat one game.
Yeah, but Dragic and Jimmy Butler weren't playing good yesterday. When you looked at that game.
They weren't playing
bad. But they weren't in that. I think Jimmy Butler was like 8-for-20. So you have to say, who's the guy that is on fire? We can't let him continue to kill us. And that was Tyler Herro. He was killing them from everywhere. So you got to say, all right, we need to take him away because he is their best player tonight.
By the way, the guy you're thinking of from England is Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, there you go. Gordon Ramsay, that's right.
978 texter says, the Celtics fooling around in the Disney pool was OBJ going to Miami before a playoff game.
Oh,
run that by Wiggy.
No, I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue of the Celtics, you know, fooling around at the pool, you know, killing time. That I'm not one of these people where you have to be in your room locked in there and be watching, you know, your nose in the game plan or in film. I mean, you should be prepared and ready to go, but, you know, you want to have a little time where you can let off steam. It wasn't like they flew somewhere else. I don't have a problem with that.
Update the poll, Curtis. I bet you it's most people blame the players.
I don't think we mentioned the poll yet this morning.
So at the Greg Hill Show on Twitter, who is most to blame for the Celtics being in a 3-1 hole? Stevens, Ainge, or Celtics players? Celtics players running away with it, 77%. Stevens, 19%. And Danny Ainge, only 4%. It is amazing to me.
Right.
People here love that guy.
Because he drafted Tatum, and people just think, well, that's good enough.
Yeah,
which was great. I mean, it's a tremendous pick of three. But
I mean, Wiggy's adjusted lead this morning was that it's time to run Danny Ainge out of town.
It is.
The guy brought you a championship. He got you to two NBA finals
in 17 years.
Yeah, but I mean, it's harder in the NBA, isn't it?
To what? Win championships? Everything.
To get there.
You blew Terry Francona out here, who had the same track record as Brad Stevens, right? Of 8 years, he took you to two World Series. You were able to win two World Series championships. Brad Stevens has been here like 7 or 8 years. You've been in no finals with him, and you give him an extension. Danny's been here since 2003. You won one championship. You were in one other finals. You haven't been in the finals since 2010. Yes, you've been able to get to the Eastern Conference Finals the past 3 or 4 years. But just because you get there, you haven't been able to win. Can you imagine what the narrative would have been if Belichick had got them to the AFC Championship four out of 5 years, however you wanted to say it, and they am never getting to a Super Bowl? Wouldn't we be like, isn't it time to move?
Yes. On? Yes, we would. The expectation is high there.
But the fans never hold the team, hold them accountable.
Well, your poll shows that. Well, they're holding the players accountable.
Right.
They're not holding ownership or Danny Ainge accountable. They're holding the players accountable.
Why aren't they holding Danny Ainge accountable? Because they're like, Danny won championships.
Well, because I think they look
at
this team.
Yes.
I know, but I think the fans look at this team as assembled right now and say that they should be able to beat this Miami Heat team. They're better on paper.
No, they're not.
Theoretically.
They are. No, they are on paper.
I think they are.
Going into this.
Does Miami have a top 10 player?
No.
Butler's is in the conversation.
No, he's
as
not.
Tatum is.
No, he's not. No, he's
well,
not.
Well, Tatum's not either. So,
well, yes, I don't, Tatum is.
I don't have Tatum.
Everybody
no,
puts
not.
Him
no,
Ken,
I agree.
Everybody puts him in that.
Right.
They put him in that. I mean,
Ken, I agree with you. Tatum's not a top 10 player yet.
Which four players would you take? Bam, Jimmy Butler, Hero, and Dragic, or Tatum, Jalen Brown, Kemba,
but you
and
can't,
Smart?
You can't. You got to ask that. You got to ask that question before the series starts.
Everybody would have taken the Celtics.
Why would you
right.
have before the
because
series?
Because that's how you really judge
because
it.
Because they're better players that haven't been able to match up against the Heat because the Heat have a better coach and a deeper roster.
Right.
Do you judge Tom Brady for how he played in big games? That's how you build a
prove what kind
of player you are.
Hero's not throwing up 37 every night.
No, he's not.
I mean, but he's throwing up 10 at least. I mean, he's a factor in every one of these games. He's not a fluke.
But going into the series, you weren't saying, oh, the Miami Heat have a better roster than the Celtics.
I was.
No, you weren't. Stop.
I said I was.
Stop. No, you weren't because there was nobody doing it.
And honestly,
they beat the Bucks in five.
Danielle is on vacation for the next few days, but if she were here, she might say that the Celtics lost, even though the refs tried to give them that game at the end of the night last night to make sure they got to a game seven or to that the Celtics got to the Lakers to follow the script.
Yeah, but it's the Celtics are the better team on paper. They had the better record. They were the better team all year.
Okay, what are your eyes telling you?
Right now, my eyes are telling me that the Miami Heat are playing better and they're being coached better.
They are certainly being coached differently. And maybe these guys aren't responding to Brad Stevens the way the ownership or others thought they would. I don't know.
When Miami lost game three, was it game three that Miami lost?
Mm-hmm.
Right. When Miami lost game three, did they have a huge blow up in the locker room? Did they have to meet at 1 a.m?
Yeah, Pat Riley's hair got out of it. Control.
But they didn't. No, they didn't have to do that.
It's their second loss in the playoffs.
What about Hayward? What about one of your max contract guys?
Yeah.
I thought he was great Saturday night. I didn't think they got the same thing from him last night.
I was expecting that, though. Anybody who thought, hey, that's why I said when you were like, oh, Gordon Hayward's the savior. I'm like, no, he's not. He hasn't played in over a month or whatever it was, a month and a half. He's coming back. He's got to get his legs under him. They got to try to figure out how to put him into this rotation and where to play and is he going to get minutes. And sometimes it hurts you because at the end of the game, you put your five best players on the floor and you can't rebound with the Miami Heat.
Which do you think Gordon Hayward is going to hear about for a longer period of time, losing that game last night or the fact that he wasn't there for the birth of his baby and his wife is never going to let him forget about
three,
that?
Three, his mustache.
Never
losing the series. Because if he loses the series and he comes back next year and they don't do anything, he'll be like one of the worst contracts that the Celtics have handled.
Great. If you gave the Celtics brass truth serum, would they say they regret today prematurely giving Stevens that extension?
I don't think they would because I think they're, for whatever the reason is, I think they're on board with him. I think they think he's and again, this came up last time Wiggy was droning on about it for hours. Who's the better coach? If you don't have Brad Stevens,
yeah, but are we gonna do? Are we gonna play that game?
Yes, we are gonna play.
We're gonna play that game. Who's a better coach?
We're gonna play that game.
Scal says it. Find me a better coach. Well, go out there and Greg get Popovich. He's available.
Okay.
Get Calipari back from the college game and trade for Hero.
Well, I mean, two of those guys that beat you last night were Calipari guys. So
they took a pay cut with the Heat.
Let me ask you this, Greg. You said you're a diehard green teamer, right?
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
Never.
I thought you said you were green.
Never.
No. Okay, you see green. Wait, would you bleed green?
No, I don't bleed green. I don't love green. I like to go to basketball games for the first half, sit courtside. But, yeah, what's your question?
Were you saying when they moved on from Doc Rivers, were you like, oh my God! Who are they going to get for coaching? Yeah, yes. Is there a better coach than Doc Rivers?
Yes.
Oh, you were saying
then,
that.
And was I? No, I was saying yes. I was when Doc left, mm-hmm. I was upset. I thought Doc was a great coach.
You were arguing over Highway to Heaven.
And guess what? They brought a guy in that people go, okay, he's doing a better job than Doc.
Well, they brought a guy in that everybody said when it came to college coaches was the future. When it comes to the NBA,
but
has he performed? I mean, I don't know. He got your team to three out of the last four Eastern Conference Finals.
But my point is that you can always find another coach that can be successful because you saw it. You moved on from Doc. Brad Stevens has been somewhat successful. He's got you to Eastern Conference Finals, and now maybe the next guy gets you to the NBA Finals, and then. Who knows? Maybe he gets you there and you can't win it, and then you're looking for another guy to get you there and win a finals.
Well, Celtics are now down 3-1, do or die Friday night, and then you would have, if necessary, game 6 on Sunday. Is that correct, Ken?
Correct.
All right. More on that later. Christian Fourier messing with the schedule this morning. He needs to join us at 8. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So we'll talk a little football with Fourier coming up at 8. Then we'll get the final Red Sox front office report of the season at 8:30 with Sam Kennedy.
All right.
And I will do my best on the news because Danielle is on vacation coming up next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And Danielle taking a few days off to, Curtis, recharge the batteries. She will be back Tuesday, I believe.
I mean, hurry up. Who takes time off?
Yeah, I know. So we'll miss her on a Patriots Friday. But
it's
just
nobody's business.
Heads up. For tomorrow, it's Patriots Friday, so we'll be joined on this show by Julian Highway 11 Edelman during the 6 o'clock hour and by Jason McCourty mm-hmm. during the 7 o'clock hour. So you can stream the show tomorrow or anytime. Just go to weei.com to do that or download the radio.com app, and it is simple. Speaking of Danielle, at the end of yesterday's show, she was giddy when she shared with us that Governor Baker was changing some of the restaurant guidelines in the state. And the governor announced yesterday that restaurants could seat up to 10 people as opposed to the previous guideline, which was 6, and that they could use static menus. So you don't have to try to figure out when it comes to technology how to get your phone locked in on it's not a holograph. It's like there's some official name for that thing that you use with your phone. You know what I'm talking
about?
Menu
on the phone?
Yeah. You know how you have you been to a restaurant where you put your phone over the thing and the
have you guys gone to a restaurant?
Well, Ken, you have scan like a barcode.
Yeah, it's a barcode
on your phone. Pops up menu.
Ken hasn't been out in 9 months, so he has no idea what we're talking about. But and also, of course, patrons could actually be seated at a physical bar.
Wow. Restaurants with bar seating may now use those spaces for food service with the right distance measures in place.
Yes.
No standing around the bar, okay?
Ha, 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 ha.
How about some reporter said yes? They cheered.
Well, and then...
Yeah, because they probably wanted to go to a bar and get something to eat.
Yeah, no standing around the bars. How are you supposed to get there? What, are you supposed to crawl over?
But yeah. I have a question.
What are you...
Greg,
what are you supposed to lie on the floor? What do you lie on the floor with your mask on?
You sit in the chair and somebody drags you over.
What do you worm your way over? What do you get dropped in by a helicopter?
Yes. One point of clarification, Greg. He said you can sit at the bar for food service.
Correct.
So does that mean you can't sit at the bar for drink service?
Yes. You have to have, when ordering alcohol, you must have a food item with it, because that prevents the spread of the virus.
Yes.
Actually, wouldn't that increase the spread? Because the chef is touching it. There are far more people touching food than are touching booze.
Think about the food as like the plexiglass that you put everywhere. So as long as you have food, the coronavirus can't get past it.
By the way, that thing that I was talking about is called a QR code. You won't have to use those going forward. Mm-hmm. The place can actually hand you a menu. Now, we were giddy about this yesterday during the show, at the end of the show, so were many of you. And the mayor, the loathsome mayor of Sombertown, the Burgermeister Meister Burger, said yesterday, not so fast. Nothing is essentially going to change here in the city of Boston.
We're taking the precautions on the restaurants today is because we are seeing that small uptick. And what we want to do is make sure that customers of restaurants are safe, making sure that staff at restaurants are safe, and making sure that we're not adding to increasing that number of potentially infected COVID patients.
Oh, man, he's got that under control.
What is wrong?
A moron.
Who runs the show here?
What is wrong with this clown?
Yeah, I don't know who runs the show here. Who runs the show?
What's wrong with him? He's in a city, a major city. It's a little more dense than the rest of the state. There are different rules for the city of Boston than there are for the rest of the state.
Hold on, lifeguard. So it's okay for 10 people to go to a restaurant in Framingham?
Danvers, Saugus.
But not to go 10 people to sit at the same table at a restaurant in Boston?
I haven't seen Framingham's numbers, but...
It
makes no sense.
What is he doing?
It makes no sense.
What is he doing?
Well, he said we're on the threshold, or the threshold, as he called it, of red. So the numbers
are... He has no idea. He wakes up in the morning and throws, like, gets a non-plastic, a wooden straw out, a sustainable straw out, and spitballs what he's going to decide to do.
City of Boston.
Meanwhile, these restaurants are dying.
They're dying. Doesn't the governor's, like, whatever the governor says, isn't that like law? Like, isn't
he doesn't overrule Burgermeister Meister Burger.
So the mayor overrules the governor?
Cuomo pushes around de Blasio. I don't know why big.
How does that work? If the governor says Massachusetts...
It comes down to local ordinances or local guidance or whatever it is.
I can tell you this definitely happens. Mayor Walsh, it's a big Richard measuring contest between he and the other liberal mayors across the country as to who has the most draconian rules about COVID.
Here in the city of Boston.
He's like, city of Boston, you still can't sit in a bar.
The city of Boston.
I get it. I understand we're in desperate times, Ken. But... what's the difference between 6 people and 10 people?
Yeah.
What is the difference?
Well, people are
taking their masks off to eat. And then when it came to the restrictions at the bars, he said, okay, will allow people to sit at bars in Boston, but you got to put up plexiglass between them. So another expense.
Right.
Another expense for people who haven't been able to make any money whatsoever over the last 5 months.
And how stupid is it that you go, oh, you can't eat in Boston, but I can go over the Chelsea Street Bridge and go right into Chelsea and, you know, have 10 people. Rather than the 10 people go, rather than us go to Reno's because we can't do it, it's in Boston, we could just jump over the bridge 2 minutes away and go to damn Floramo's and put 10 of us at a table.
Has there been any layoffs at all at the city of Boston?
No. They've kept everybody whole. You heard him say that on the show that he used to come on every once in a while. I don't think he even listens.
Everyone whole.
They've been able to keep. I don't think he even listens anymore. That's how mad he is.
Why. So, but do you understand that that's why in this guy's world and all of his colleagues' world, there has been no impact financially.
Right.
They all have the same jobs. So they're probably working less because you can't do public works very easily right now.
Do you realize you three cavemen are in the total minority? Nobody else agrees with you at all.
We do,
except restaurant people. Which that's I feel bad for. But
that is why your voice, the voice of the lifeguard, the voice of the RA, is important on this program.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Because you speak for the majority. The majority think that the governor and the mayor are both doing a great job. And I need to acknowledge that. I just want to know when somebody who is in power is going to be concerned about people who have spent, in many cases, their whole lives building these businesses that have just been reduced to dust.
Like, do you think Walsh sits back and goes, yes, restaurant's going out of business. I'm going to screw him over this week.
I don't think it figures into the conversation. I don't think he sits there and says, I have got to find some way to balance this.
Mm-hmm. Has Mayor Walsh ever held a job outside of public work?
Well, he's a union guy.
Right. He was a union guy forever. Right. I mean, he has no idea what a business is or how to build a business.
But Curtis knows the working class.
I don't know anything about anything. I just know this is idiotic. I know it's so stupid.
But he did reinstitute the plastic bag ban, so people will not be using plastic bags in the city.
But I think what frustrates people more, well, at least what frustrates me, is the lack of when they tell us to do things, there's no common sense to why we're doing things. So you can't have 10 people at a table in Boston.
Is Boston a city? Is it more dense than other parts of the state?
But you can in Chelsea, okay, Revere, places that
what
are surrounded.
What is the density of the city matter, Ken, if you're talking about the inside of a restaurant?
You're talking about the inside of one restaurant. What is the density of the city matter?
Well, restaurants are packed close together, so you got this.
So why would the governor then allow it to be 10, knowing that, okay, if the mayor says you can't do 10 in Boston, what does he think people are going to do? They're going to go to surrounding towns that are not in the city of Boston, and that party of 10 people will be going to those places. So aren't you just creating more of a problem?
Well, you're going to a safer area where the uptick in cases is not as great.
Ken thinks the city density impacts how many people fit in a restaurant.
Well, it does, because if you've seen the numbers in Boston, where you grow up.
Chelsea's also in the red, too. Chelsea's in the red, so now everybody from East Boston is going to go to Chelsea and eat.
When do you think somebody might be able to take a shower by themselves in a gym? Do you think that might happen this year?
Oh, man, that's never
happened.
That's
what you're craving?
And that's what I'm craving.
No, it's not me.
It's me.
But there are some people who go to a gym and like to take a shower there to go back to work.
Me?
Who's going to gyms?
I go to the gym. There are three things that I love to do when I go to the gym, and you can't do them no more. Number one, sauna, steam room, love it. Number two, hot tub, love it. And number three, shower. Can't do nothing. I got to get in the car with swamp balls, sweaty, and all feeling all sticky because I can't take a shower in the gym.
This is Nick, who's on the Cape. Hey, Nick.
Shower pill.
Hi. How's it going this morning?
It's going fine. I mean, we were excited because we might be able to have 10 people at a table in a restaurant, and now it's only 6 again, so we're a little disappointed. But what's up?
Absolutely. There's no difference between 6 and 10 people. I'm just listening this morning. Ken's calling me the minority, I guess.
Yes.
So are all business owners the minority in this country? Is small business owners, restaurant owners, plumbers, electricians,
of course
all
not.
Of us?
It's unfortunate. Everybody feels bad about these industries which have been hurt. But you're in the minority in terms of the popularity of Walsh and Baker. I mean, their approval ratings are sky high.
I would say 97% of business owners, they would tell you that you're crazy.
Okay, let's do a poll.
How can you be expected to run a business? Do you have any idea how much insurance costs?
I mean, I have no experience running businesses, but I wouldn't want COVID outbreaks
exactly.
among my employees
neither does Walsh. Neither does any of these idiots making these decisions. They have no idea what it takes to do anything, to make any decisions, to run a business. These people shouldn't be in charge. It's foolish. It's insane.
I mean, these poor restaurant people, they heard Governor Baker say 10 people at a table, and they're like, thank you. You know, these restaurant people, they talk about, you know, people who want to do retirement parties, and, you know, they just want to get 10 people together to say goodbye to somebody who's worked at a place forever and is moving on. You know, there's people who want to get a group of people together and to celebrate a birthday or something, and they say, all right, the governor, finally, we can do this. Mm-hmm. It starts Monday. And then Dr. Doom
right.
comes out of his closet in City Hall and says, not in my city.
Hear ye, hear
not,
ye.
Not in Sombertown.
Well, I don't know if Monty Walsh knows that there are a lot of families out there that have more than six people in them, and they like to go out as a group and as family. Some people like to do it on Sundays after church. They like to go to the restaurant and maybe and have their, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 family members.
Wiggy, I have to interrupt for 1 second. I have a very important poll question at the Greg Hill Show. Is Ken crazy? Yes or yes?
This is...
I really love the show, Greg. Like, you know, you and Curtis and Wiggy are actually the majority. Ken Jong-un loves doing this fake news. This fake news, Marty Walsh, the Burgermeister and Baker, high approval ratings. From who? From the five people polled? From the five people polled in the government payroll?
It's flawed polls.
I mean, you can't deny the popularity of these two. And you can't deny that a lot of people are happy with what they have done. But I don't know that those...
But what was it all
those,
for?
I don't know that those people are people who have put everything, blood, sweat, and tears, mm-hmm. into the building a business that's now been destroyed. We should get a blood, sweat, and tears rejoin later on in the show this morning.
Well,
and by the way, why no Stan rejoined for Wiggy this morning yet?
I tried to play it a little bit, and it got stepped on, but it's fine.
But, Greg, and the thing that...
It's a rejoin. I'm making a request for a rejoin.
Oh, okay.
And the thing I think that upsets a lot of business owners is that in the beginning, when the governor and the mayor started talking, it was all about, hey, if we can flatten the curve, we can then get as close to normal as possible. And then we've done all that, and they still are not allowing you to do anything. I think that's probably the most frustrating people, for especially business owners, but people in general.
This is Paul from Medford. What's up, Paul? Paul. Paul's gone. All right. Unfortunately, I think we're up against the clock. Are we up against the clock, Ken?
We got Foyer waiting in the wings.
Football Foyer? Mm-hmm.
Football Foyeezy?
Johnny Foxborough? Our new Johnny Foxborough is going to join us. All right, we'll talk a little football.
Finally, a talented tight end on the show.
you know, a little football with Christian Fourier coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.